Welcome to the Bangor City Audio Boom channel. I'm joined now by Bangor City legend and former Northern Ireland World Cup star, John McClelland. John, welcome to Bangor City.
Thank you very much. It's a lovely stadium.
Yeah. What brings you back here to Nantwarth today?
Well, I've been here a couple of weeks. My daughter's about to give birth to her first child. It's a bit late, so I've got to go back to Yorkshire now. And I seen the fixture list and I thought I'll watch this game before travelling back.
Okay. You first played for Bangor, was it 1976 when you first came to Bangor?
Yeah, about that. Cardiff had released me and I got a phone call. Bangor wanted to sign me. Didn't know where, obviously, Bangor was at that time. Bangor, Northern Ireland, yes. So I flew into Speke Airport, which is John Lennon now, and spoke to Roy Rees, and a chairman called Mr. Burke. Burke by name, Burke by nature, apparently, I found out. And they persuaded me to sign for Bangor, and I flew back to Belfast and then turned up for pre-season training about a month later.
So that was 76, 77 season, was it?
Yes, I believe so.
Right, and you were actually a forward at that time, not the centre-half that you recognised as...
Yes, in Northern Ireland as a midfield player, and I went to Cardiff as a midfield player, and somebody got injured in the reserves at centre-forward, so I played centre-forward, and then got in Cardiff's first team at centre-forward, but Cardiff got relegated, so I was known as a centre-forward, but really I had been a utility player, really.
Yeah.
And I remember scoring a few goals pre-season against league clubs and friendlies, and then I never scored for about 15 games. And the rumour was Roy Rees was going to sack me. And my life changed because they sacked him first. And I wasn't going to play a game. And I was working in Carnarvon's Severnside Fish Factory. And I came down to watch a game where I wasn't picked. And the manager's shouting at the centre-half why hadn't he signed his forms, whether it was a cup game.
Yeah.
And I'd put my head in to say good luck. And the manager said, can anybody play centre-half? And I said, I can play centre-half. And he said, when did you last play centre-half? I said, when I was 12. And he said, clear off. And I went to have a cup of tea. And he couldn't get anybody else to play centre-half. And that changed my career. And he takes the credit for seeing something in me.
Yeah.
That said he could play centre-half. So it was just a complete accident, really.
Yeah. So who is the manager responsible for that?
I can't remember his name. I think it was just Roy Rees's assistant at the time. Right. You know, temporarily, so I don't know.
Yeah, and then 1977-78 season, Northern Premier League, Welsh Cup final, under Dave Elliott's managership.
That's right.
Very successful side. And
yeah, I think we got near the Vals final as well, I think. We probably got beaten in the quarter final, I can't remember exactly. But yeah, and that was two big crowds. They'd only had about 3,000 at it, apparently.
Yeah.
For the taxman's purpose.
Yeah.
And even then, I didn't know. I was just told I had to go to, obviously no agents, I had to go to Chester train station. And across from the train station, there was the Queen's Hotel. I had to go and stand in the Queen's Hotel because Bangor had sold me.
Right.
And I said, who to? And they wouldn't tell me. They said, it's a secret. I says, well, I've got to know. And they said, no, the defender will be upset if the deal falls through. I said, well, I won't tell anybody. No one won't tell you. So I just had to go and stand there, which is strange when you look at the agents and everything now. And looking back, it's a bit of a just a contract, really, a bit of a trick to keep the player blindsided for as long as possible.
Yeah, so £10,000 move to Mansfield Town.
Yes.
Is what was the outcome.
No 10%. No 10%.
And Billy Bingham was the manager.
Yeah. And again, another change in my career. Mansfield got relegated, well, it was a year or the two after, so they sacked Billy Bingham for not being good enough to manage Mansfield from the third to the fourth division. And that changed my life, because 6 months later he got the Northern Ireland job.
Yeah.
And I got called into the Northern Ireland team, and I thought somebody was playing a joke, because you don't get picked for Northern Ireland playing fourth division football.
Yeah.
And I met up with the likes of Pat Jennings and Martin O'Neill and Simon McElroy and David McCreary and Pat Jennings and Pat Rice and all these top players, and they just made me feel welcome. They never sort of looked down at me.
Yeah.
And the play with them, I trained with them, I obviously felt comfortable enough.
Yeah.
And a few games later, I'm off to Glasgow Rangers.
Yeah, massive move for coming out of non-league football.
No 10% either, again. All for the agents. And people have talked about, well, I read the paper about Vardy, you know, his progress. Yeah. And I'm saying, I played 4th Division football, and a year later, I played in the World Cup final.
Yeah.
And at Glasgow Rangers, I dislocated my ankle, and it was the wrong way around. So I thought my career was over, and I was out for 7 months.
Right.
So I never got back to play till March, and just broke into the Northern Ireland team to get to the World Cup.
So 1982 World Cup in Spain.
Yeah.
Great memories of, that's of, right. of that match.
Of yeah, it's obviously a big highlight looking back, but you're so busy working in the woods, you don't see the forest, if you know what I mean. It's like, you just don't want to make a fool of yourself. I remember standing there and they're playing the national anthems, and you know, you beat Spain, you've topped the group, and you go into the next stages, and I'm just thinking, backside doesn't fall apart. And that's what you're worried about.
Yeah.
What, we won 1-0.
Yeah. And you also went on to play in the 86 World Cup in Mexico.
Yeah, well, I went there and I'd been injured at Watford. I'd broke my little toe and missed a couple of qualifying games. So I went to Mexico but never got a game, which is very disappointing.
Yeah.
But I thought, don't make a fuss, because obviously I've been selected in the past when other players have had to stand down or not being selected. So even though I was quite angry, because I thought I was top of my game, I thought that would be disrespectful to the players that are playing. So I just kept my mouth shut and got on with it.
Yeah.
And the next game against England at Wembley, I'm asked to be captain. And I thought, I wasn't good enough to play in the 2 months ago, and now you asked me to be captain. So I think the manager, Billy Bingham, was just saying he'd made a mistake, but he never said it.
Right. So how many caps did you actually win for Northern Ireland?
53. Yeah, and it was a late starter, really.
Yeah.
Because obviously 24, 25, so it's not bad.
Yeah, so obviously career highlight there, but also played for several big clubs. You went from Glasgow Rangers to Watford and then on to Leeds United.
Yeah, Watford, a small club but well run through Graham Taylor, who died recently. And looking back, they'd done the scouting network very well. I mean, Luther Bishop was there, John Barnes, and all the coaching staff. And then it was 5 years there, and I moved to Leeds at 33, and ended up winning the top medal in the country. So I won the First Division Championship medal at 36.
Yeah.
So it's strange. You know, a lot of players don't win it. Somebody said Gerrard hadn't won it. So you get, you know, you can be in a very good team and not win something, but I was in a good team and we won something. There was a scout at Watford that heard about me, and he told me when I went to Watford that they could have got me for about 10 grand and didn't go for me because they were moving up to the second division. And I thought, from non-league, the second division was Tom Wally and Ernie Wally, from Carnarvon.
Yeah.
And Tom said they could have got you for 10 grand. And I said, well, it's nearly cost you 300 in the end. So all these things keep coming back, And Ewan Roberts was there, and Malcolm Allen was obviously at Watford as well.
Yeah. So playing career came to an end.
Yeah, 40 year old. So, you know, people said, in regrets, I broke my leg in 3 places at Darlington. And I said, no, you can have regret if you break your leg at 22. And you don't see your career, or you maybe have what ifs in your life.
Yeah.
But when I look back at it, I'm thinking that I've led a very blessed life. I've lived people's dreams. One, playing for your country, going to the World Cup with your country, captaining and playing for Glasgow Rangers, and I captained Leeds a few occasions and won the league championship with Leeds. So when you look at the sort of highlights and things, well, I've lived about 3 lives, never mind the one, so you can't have any regrets when you look back at that.
Yeah, fantastic career. Any particular highlights and special memories of your time at Bangor, just to finish?
Yeah, there was a game at Stafford at Rangers, I think, but I'm credited for scoring 3 own goals. I was working in the hospital, and one probably was an own goal, and another one I've headed it back to the keeper and he's come out. Another one was a shot that was deflected, and so it was probably 3 own goals. So I worked in the old hospital, CNA, and the way the practical jokes are, they cut out that headline, photocopied it, and they stuck it in every door I went to. When I went to the toilet and closed the door, that headline was there, McClellan Nightmare. I went somewhere else, McClellan Nightmare. I went down to pick patients up and looked at the spreadsheet. It was McClellan Nightmare. So went down for lunch and opened the menu sheet, McClellan Nightmare. So, yeah. But it was good times with, obviously, Derby Alderton was here. Yeah. I came back for his benefit game. You know, John Hughes and Tony Broadhead. Yeah. So it's a good grounding, really.
Yeah.
And clubs should maybe look a bit more into doing that, because you know, it stabilises you a little bit when you've been not.
Yeah. John, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Hope you enjoy this afternoon's match.
I hope so.
Thanks.
Thank you.